Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Re'eh, that is Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Tes. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Ki Yachros Hashem L'Kechas HaGoyim, when Hashem will cut down the nations, Asher Etav Hashem L'Reshes Hoysom, that you are coming there to possess them, Miponecha, He's going to cut them down from before you, V'Yerash Toysom, and you're going to possess them, V'Yashavta Bartzom, and dwell in their lands. Hishomer L'Cha, you shall be very careful, Pentino Kesh Achreim, lest you be entrapped or distracted to go after them, Achrei Yisham Adam Miponecha, after they've already been destroyed from before you, and lest you seek out their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I'm going to do the same. Do not do so to Hashem your God. Because all the abominations to Hashem that he hates, they did to their gods. Because also their sons and daughters, they burned in fire to their gods. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed, the second Rashi, Achrei Yisham Adam Miponecha. After you've seen that I'm going to destroy them from before you, you have to pay attention. Why were these destroyed? Because of their deeds that they have. You shall not do so. So that others should not come and destroy you. You're going to say, how did they serve their gods? Since we know that a person is only going to be punished for serving avodah zarah if he does one of the following four things. Zibuach is bring a carbon, kitur is bring incense, nisuch is libation, Hishtachva is bowing down. Like it says, Bilti Lashem Levadai, only to Hashem your God. Dvaram Hanasim Gavaya, something which is done to Gavaya to Hashem, that's a thing that a person is going to be chai for if he does that to Avodah Zarah. Bavli Medcha Khan, over here the Pasuk's teaching us, She'im Darka Shal Avodah Zarah La'avdu B'davar Acher. Let's say the way to serve this Avodah Zarah is in a totally different way than one of these four things, Kagain Pyre Lepa'ar, such as defecating to Pa'ar, Vizarik Evelin Markulis, or throwing a stone at Markulis, Zuhi Avodasai, that is the way to serve that Avodah Zarah. V'chai, a person is going to be chai for doing that. These four things, even if that's not the usual way to serve the avodah zarah, chayv, a person's still going to be chayv. Pasuk lamed aleph in Rashi, ki gam es b'neihem. Gam, this word gam, is coming to include the rabbis avisam v'maseim, that they even do this to their fathers and mothers. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, ani ra'isi avik chavim, I saw a non-Jew, shekfasei l'avik l'fnei kalbay, he tied his father up in front of his dog, v'achalei, and his dog ate his father. And back to Chumash Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk aleph. Eis kol adavar sh'anochem tzav eschem, everything that I command you to do, that you shall be careful to perform, do not add to it, and do not subtract from it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, that which is a little bit lighter should be treated just like that which is harsher. This is to add a loisase onto an asay that's said in the Parsha, shekol hishamer l'shein loisasehu, el she'in loikin al hishamer shal asay. Loisasef Aleph, chamisha tafes betfilin, chamisha minim babalulav, arba brachas brechas kanim, don't add to them, meaning don't add on to tefillin or add on to lulav or four brachas of brachas kohanim, keep them exactly as they are. And back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, ki yakam bekir b'cha navi o chalim chalim. Let's say someone gets up in your midst. Who gets up? A navi, a prophet, or a chalim chalim, someone who dreamed a dream. V'nasa ne'lecha oisei maifes, and he gave to you a sign or a wonder. Ubaha oisei maifes, and that sign or wonder came about. Asher dibrei lecha, that he spoke to you about it, lemar saying, ne'lcha acharei elohim acherim, let's go after other gods, asher lo yedatem v'navdem, that you did not know about previously, and let's serve them. Lo yisishmal dibrei anavi ahu oil chalim chalim ahu, do not listen to the words of that prophet or that dream of dreams, because Hashem your God is testing you. To know, do you love Hashem your God with all your heart and all your soul? After Hashem your God, you should go and you should fear Him. And you shall guard His mitzvahs and listen to His voice, and you shall serve Him, and you shall cling to Him. And this prophet or this dream of dreams, you must, he shall be killed, because he spoke something that was made up or fabricated about Hashem your God, that takes you out of the land of Mitzrayim, and that redeems you from the house of slavery, to make you go astray from the path that Hashem your God has commanded you to go in it, and you shall remove this evil from your midst. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, he gives you this sign up in Shemayim, like it says, I'm my face. What's a my face? Ba'aretz, that's down in this ground on the earth. Svar Macherim, they say, V'nasan alecha ois ba'shamayim, dechsiv, it says, V'hayu l'ois esu l'mayadim. So it's a different proof. I my face, ba'aretz, dechsiv, it says, Im yatal ala giza l'vada, v'alkal aretz chayrev. Now, afal pikein, even though he gave you this sign, lois eshmalai, don't listen to him. Vim timer, if you're going to say, Mipnei ma nais alekash baruchu memshal alas ois ois, why did Hashem give him this power, this ability to make this sign and this wonder? The reason for that is, Kiminas Hashem lekechem eschem, is because Hashem, your God, is testing you. Pasukein, Rashi, ves mitzvaysev, tishmayru, taris, Moshe, this is talking about the tire that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. V'kalei Shmo Bakal Nevim, you should listen to the voice of the Nevim. You should serve Hashem in his base of Mikdash. Uvaisid Bakun, Hidabik Bidrachov, you shall cling to his ways. Gamel Chasadim, you should do Chesed, Kvar Mesim, bury the dead, Bakir Chalim, visit the sick, Kamasha Sakash Baruch, like Hashem does. Pasuk Vavin Rashi, Diber Sarah, he spoke Sarah. What is Sarah? Davar Hamusar Min Ha'ilim, something which is removed from the world. Shloi Hayav Loi Nevra, Volet Sivisil Dabrakin. It never was, it never will be, and I never commanded him to speak this. It's fabricated, it's made up. And he spoke this against Hashem, who takes you out of the land of Mitzrayim, and Vehapait Chami Beis Avadim, that redeems you from the house of servitude. Afilu Ein Loi Alecha El Shabadacha, even if the only thing that he did for you was that he redeemed you from the house of slavery, Dayu, that would be sufficient. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zion, more about someone trying to convince another to do Avodah Zarah. Ki Yisischa, if he shall try to incite you, who is trying to incite you? Achicha, your brother, Ben Yimecha, the son of your mother, Ay Bincha, or your son, Ay Bitcha, or your daughter, Ay Eshes Chaykecha, or the wife of your bosom, Ay Reacha, or your friend, Asher Kinafshcha, which is like your soul. Baseser, he tries to incite you in secret. Lamer saying, Nelcha v'navda lehim acherim, let's go serve other gods, Asher lo yadata that you didn't know about, Atav Avesecha, not you or your forefathers. Me'elheo amim asher sivaisecha makarv me'elecha, Ay Rechaikim me'mecha, from the gods of the nations that are around you, that are close to you, or that are far away from you, Mekzeh Aretz v'Aketzeh Aretz, from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So if someone tries to convince you to do Avodah Zarah, Loi Sai V'Loi, you should not be desirous to him, you shall not show love to this person, V'Loi Sishmael, you shouldn't listen to him, V'Loi Sachais En Cha'alav, and you shouldn't have pity on him, V'Loi Sachmael, and you shall not be compassionate towards him, V'Loi Sachas Alav, and you shouldn't cover for him, Ki Haroig Targenu, you shall surely kill him, Yadcha Tiyaboy Barishenel Amisai, your hand should be first to kill him, V'Yad Kolam Bachreina, and the hand of everyone else afterwards, Uskalte Bavanim Vames, and you shall stone him with stones and he shall die, Ki Bikei Shladichecha Me'al Hashem Lakecha, because he desired to make you go astray from Hashem your God, HaMayotecha Me'er Tzitzrayim Beis Avadim, they take you out of the land of Mitzrayim from the house of slavery, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu'un V'yiron, and all of Yisrael shall hear and fear, V'lo Yisifu Lasas Kadavar Hara Azeb Kebecha, and they shall not continue to do this evil thing in your midst. So these psukim we're talking about one individual trying to convince another individual to do Avodah Zarah. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Yisischa, En Hasasa Ela Geiroi, Hasasa means provoking, Shenemar it says, Im Hashem Hasischa Bi. The next Rashi says, Achicha is referring to Me'av, your brother from your father, Oy Beni Mecha Me'em, this is a brother from a mother, Chekecha referring to a person's wife, Hashechevis Bechekecha Umachuka Bacha, someone who has a very close attachment to him. And the next Rashi tells us, Asher Kenafshecha Zavicha, this is actually referring to a person's father, Perishlecha Kosves Chavivin Lecha, the Pasuk specified people that are very close to you, a person's immediate relatives, Kavachem Lacherim, for sure, if someone else who is not his relative, who's just a friend, or even someone else random, trying to convince him to do Avodah Zarah, for sure he shouldn't listen to them. Baseser, Dirar Kosev Bahava, the Pasuk is talking about what is relevant, what's common, She'ain Divrei Mesos El Baseser, usually a person is only going to incite someone to do Avodah Zarah, only if it's quiet, in secret. V'chein Shlomo Huaymer, Shlomo Melech said, B'neshef Be'erev Yoyim B'ishon Laila V'afela, talking about trying to convince someone to do Avodah Zarah, and he's trying to convince him to do it at nighttime, twilight, when it's dark outside. And the wording this person used was, Asher lo yadata atav avasecha, neither you nor your forefathers knew about this. Davar zegnai gadol hulecha, this is actually a great disgrace to you. She'afa umas emanichin ma'asher masul hem avaseim, because even the nations, they don't leave that which they've gotten from their forefathers. V'zeharim lecha, and this person's telling you, azayv ma'asher masul lecha avasecha, you should abandon that which you got from your forefathers. Pasuk chesen Rashi, ha'krevim melecha ayarachaykim. Lama pared krevim rachaykim, why is it the Pasuk specifies the ones that are close to you and the ones that are far away from you? Elakach amar kosev, this is what the Pasuk's telling. Mitivin shall krevim, from the nature of the Avodah Zarah, which is close to you, atolam and mitivin shall rachaykim, you can learn about the Avodah Zarah that's even far away from you. Kashem she'ain mamash b'krevim, just like there's no substance, there's nothing to the Avodah Zarah which is close to you, there's really nothing to them. Kach ein mamash b'chaykim, so too there's no substance to the ones that are far away from you either. Mikzei ha'aretz, zucham levanu tzva shemaim, this is referring to the sun and the moon and all the heavenly bodies, shehen mahalchen misaifa elamad saifai, because they go from one end of the world to the other. The Pasuk said, loy saiva loy, loy tehe ta'ev loy, you shouldn't be desirous to him, you shouldn't want what he's saying. Loy tehevenu, you shouldn't love him. Lefi shenemar it says, v'haftu l'recha kamaycha, but ezeh loy ta'ev, this person you should not love. V'loy sishmaelev, don't listen to him. V'ischanu el nafshi limcha loy, when he pleads for his life, for you to forgive him, lefi shenemar it says, azoiv ta'azoiv imay, you shall definitely help him, but lezeh loy ta'azoiv, this one you shall not help. Loy sachaysein cha'alav, you shall not have pity on him. Lefi shenemar it says, loy samal adam recha, you shouldn't stand by the blood of your brother, meaning you should pity your brother. Alzel loy sachais, this one you should not have pity on. V'loy sachmel, and don't be compassionate towards him. Loy tahapich b'schusoy, you shouldn't try to turn over the din to be in his favor. V'loy sachas olav, and don't cover for him. Imato yodeh l'chayva, if you have something that could be a chay for him, it could be against him. And charashai lishdaik, you're not allowed to be quiet, and you have to speak up. Pasuk yudin Rashi, ki haroig targenu, you shall definitely kill him. What do we learn from here? Im yotzei bezdin zakai, if he had left bezdin and he was actually acquitted, hachzireu l'chayva, you have to bring it back in, and you have to try to find him guilty. Yotzei bezdin chayv, let's say he left Bezdin and he was was found guilty, don't bring him back in to try to acquit him. You have to leave him in his state of being chayiv. Your hand should be first against him to kill him. It's a mitzvah for the one who was incited to do avodah zarah for him to kill that person. If he wasn't able to kill him, so he should be killed by other people. It says, and everyone's hand should be against him. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, now we're going to talk about it, Ir Ani Dachas, when entire city does avodah zarah. If in one of your cities that Hashem has given you to dwell there, you hear saying, that men who were b'nei Belial, they left from your midst, they went out, and they caused the dwellers of their city to go astray by saying, let's go and serve other gods that you've not known about previously, and you shall seek, and investigate, and inquire really well, and it's actually true, it happened. This abomination was done in your midst. You shall strike the inhabitants of that city by the sword. You shall destroy it. Everything that's in it. And its animals by way of the sword. And all of its spoils, all of its booty, you shall gather into the open city square. And you shall burn in fire the city and all of its booty, completely burnt. Hashem your God. And it shall be a mound forever. You shall never rebuild it. And none of that which was banned shall stick to your hand. And now the next part of the pasuk is going back onto the reason why you should destroy them, so that Hashem should be turned back from his burning anger, and he shall give you mercy, and he should be merciful to you and increase you, like he swore to your forefathers. When you listen to the voice of Hashem your God, to do all of his commandments that I am commanding you today to do them, to do that which is straight, that which is good in the eyes of Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and try to understand a little bit more about this Ir Ani Dachas, this city which the entire city did avodah zarah. Pasuk Yud Gimel and Rashi tells us, Lashevas Sham, this is one of the cities that Hashem your God has given you to dwell there. Prat Yerushalayim, this is excluding Yerushalayim, Shalayim Nitna Ladira, it was given over, but not to dwell there. People were not meant to dwell in Yerushalayim. It wasn't one of the official cities that was given over for dwelling purposes. Kisishma Lemar, Imrim Kain Yatsu, you heard people saying that actually there was B'nai Belial that went out to convince people to do avodah zarah. The next pasuk in Rashi tells us, Anashim, men, v'loy nashim. It wasn't that women did the convincing. B'nai Belial, what does that mean? They're B'nai Belial. B'li oil, they're without yoke. Sheparku ulei shalmakim, they threw off the yoke of Hashem. Yosh ve'iram, v'loy yosh ve'ir hacheres. It's not that they went to a different city to convince them to do avodah zarah. Mikan amru, from here they say, Ein nasas Ir Ani Dachas, it's not going to become an Ir Ani Dachas, ad she'adichu anashim, until it was men that did the convincing, v'ad she'umadichem mitoicha, and it has to be that they live there in that city. It's not that they went to a different city. Pasuk Das Vav in Rashi, v'derash tevichakart v'sha'al tehetev. Mikan lamdu shevachakiris, from here we learn that there are seven different types of investigation that have to be done by Bezdin. Meiriba Mikra, because the Pasuk talks about this a lot. Kanyesh Gimel, over here there's three. Drisha v'chakira v'hetev, and v'sha'alta, the word v'sha'alta, enim and aminyan, that's not counted as one of the chakiris, umenu lamdu bedikas, from there we learn bedikas, which is a different type of way of asking questions. V'makam achiraimer, in a different place it says, v'darshu ha'sheftim hetev, and v'ayd b'makam acher hu aimer, in another place it says, v'darash tehetev, v'lamdu, we learn hetev, l'gzer shava, so we compare the word hetev in one place and the word hetev in a different place, litana amr shel zeh b'zeh, to say that whatever applies to this one applies to that one. That's a total of seven chakirais. Pasuk Dezayin Rashi says, ha'kesake, im eincha yochal ha'misam v'misa k'suva b'hem, if you're not able to kill them the way the Pasuk says, meaning with the sword, ha'misam b'chers, so kill them in a different way. Pasuk Yud Zayin Rashi, l'Hashem l'kecha, l'shmoy u'b'shvila, you shall do it for Hashem and for his sake. Pasuk Yud Chasin Rashi, l'man yashav Hashem echarayin apay, so that Hashem can turn back from his burning anger. Shekol zman shavoyd zara ba'olam, because as long as there's avoyd zara in the world, charoin af ba'olam, there is anger in the world, and therefore we have to do our best to uproot avoyd zara from the world in order to uproot Hashem's anger from the world. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fourth Aliyah tomorrow, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.